Father, we are grateful today for thy faithfulness. We thank thee for thy goodness. We ask that thou wilt meet the need of this radio broadcast. We ask that thou wilt meet the need of individual hearts as we wait upon thee, knowing that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 3. We're studying the book of Revelation, as you know. At the present time, we are studying God's message to the church at Philadelphia. And since we are not able to complete the broadcast, or the lesson, rather, in one broadcast, we are going to ask you to read with us again the message, review what we have looked at, and then look at some other interesting truths as far as the time allows today. Will you notice in your Bibles then, as we read from Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make of them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the work of my patience, I also will keep them from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now this is the message to the church at Philadelphia. And as we closed our broadcast, the last time we were together, we were noticing the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has the keys of David, is able to open doors and shut doors that no man can shut or open. We would like to emphasize this morning that when you and I learn in our own personal individual lives to follow what I call the closed door policy, we will have learned the secret of the guidance of the Lord. Through the years I have followed that policy, as I have sought the leadership of Christ, I have asked him to close the doors that I should not enter, and by faith I believe he does. I have asked him to open the doors that I should enter, and by faith I have seen him do it. I have seen him open doors that were closed that no man could open. And I have accepted with perfect peace that he closes doors when there is a necessity for them to be closed. Will you look at chapter 3, verse 8, as we notice the outline for this church, which follows the usual procedure in commendation which the Lord Jesus Christ offers to the church. He said in verse 8, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Will you notice in this verse four things he said about this church? First of all, he said, I know thy works. They were a working church. They were not a church that sat down and did nothing. They worked. They worked even in the face of the fact that they had little strength. Now that means exactly what it says. This word little is a word used six times in the New Testament in relation to size. You remember that Zacchaeus was a man who wanted to see the Lord, but could not because of the press, that is, because of the crowd. And the reason that is given was he was of little stature. He was a little man. The same word is used here. The Lord Jesus Christ addressed his own one time in a period of discouragement while he was on the earth, and he said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." The word little is the same word that is used here. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't want to suggest to you that there is any virtue in small numbers. And no one should take any particular glory in the fact that crowds are not beating a pathway to his door. But individuals who know the Word of God ought to recognize that the church at Philadelphia will, by way of comparison, be little, of little strength, of little influence, of little authority, as far as this world is concerned. The church at Philadelphia, for example, does not maintain a lobby in Washington to suggest legislation to our legislators. The church at Philadelphia does not maintain a representative, an ecclesiastical representative in the capital of the state, to see that their ecclesiastical organizations are not overridden. It has little influence. It has little power. It has little recognition. It has little strength. But it has a great Lord. If we were reading this in detail, we would find that the reason the Lord says in verse 8 that he shuts the door, he opens the door, "I have set before thee an open door that no man can shut." The reason the Lord set before the church at Philadelphia that open door that no man can shut is because it does have such little strength. If I were without any representation whatsoever, I would be greatly concerned. Quite often people say to me, "Is your work affiliated or supported by any denomination or any ecclesiastical organization?" I always say no, and we're not affiliated with anything at all. And then they'll say, "Well, is there anything like it anywhere?" And I often say, half in fun, but sometimes in earnest, I don't think anybody would want to claim that there's anything quite like it anywhere. "Well, now," they say, "what are you going to do? You have no connections with anybody. When you need help, what do you do?" And I say to them, "I have the best connections that are available. I have connections with the head of the church." And I point them to this passage of Scripture where he said, "I have set before thee an open door that no man can shut." The reason the Lord has set before me that open door, individually at least, is that he knows I have little strength. If he didn't open the doors, they would never be open. Thank God today he has the key of David. The third compliment that he mentions to them is that they have kept his word. They have been true to the word of God. That's not something you can say for the vast body of Protestantism as a whole. Name nearly any church that you can, and you will find that somewhere along the line they have watered down the Word of God. Not thinking primarily now of individual churches, I'm thinking of our denominational bodies. They have watered down the Word of God either by their silence or by their overt statements. I would like to add something here that I think it would be good for all of us to know, that is, that we should not judge individuals always by what they say. We should judge them by what they don't say as well, because the devil has learned to put the right phrases in people's mouths. If I sit under a man's ministry for any length of time, and I do not hear him say some things that I know very well a true Bible-believing preacher will say, I'm going to begin to question his stand on the Word of God. True, a man can't say it all in one service. True, a man can't say it all in one sermon. And you ought not to judge any preacher on the basis of one or two sermons. But if you sit under his ministry for any length of time, and he doesn't begin to emphasize some of these truths in the Word of God, you can very well believe that he doesn't know them or he doesn't believe them. I think all of you know by this time that one of the truths that is dear to my own heart is the premillennial coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because I believe that Jesus is coming and coming soon. From time to time, people say to me concerning certain preachers, and they mention their names, I don't know whether he's premillennial or not. I say to them, how long have you sat under his ministry? And they tell me. And then I say, well, he's not premillennial. For if you have been sitting under his ministry that long, he would have mentioned it before this time. The church at Philadelphia was complimented for one other thing I mentioned. They did not deny the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the commendations our Lord gave to the church at Philadelphia. Our time is gone. We must leave you now. Pray for us. Write to us. Box 545 in the city of Abilene, Texas. Zip code 79604. And may God bless each one of you today.